Good morning, my beautiful babies. I hope you're all feeling beautiful and happy on this Monday. I hope that you guys remember to check in with yourselves. I know that I wake up in the morning and I just go, 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 go. And I always forget to like take a breath. So we're going to take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. You're safe and you have everything that you need in this moment, honey. I love you. You're adored. The universe has your back, your angels, God. You are loved and you're exactly where you need to be. Never doubt that and never forget that. But okay, thank you for being here for another episode. I'm going to start off by reading the moon omens that we love. So here is today's, the 11th. For some reason, yeah, I was like, I gotta double check that. All right. I surrender and trust my life path completely. There are no coincidences, only synchronicity. Everything I experience is divinely guided and orchestrated for my highest good. I trust all is well. I'm eating it up. I'm gobbling it up. Okay. I am exploring life's possibilities with a childlike curiosity. New and refreshing discoveries are unfolding before me. I cherish each and every moment because the present moment is all that I have. I am grateful for the opportunity to breathe, feel, experience, and love. When things are meant to happen, they align so naturally, it's undeniable. What's meant to be is falling into place. I want to talk about this one because when I was sitting there this morning drinking my coffee, I was like, I have been having so much fun recently. Like, I can't explain it, but like, I go through the ups and downs of life like we all do. Sometimes we're sad, sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're in a room full of our loved ones, but we still feel alone. You know, sometimes we can have everything falling into place, but you still don't feel it. Like, you don't feel it in your soul, and your energy and your vibration can be low. And I've learned recently more than ever to go with the flow of things, right? You stay rooted in who you are, but you flow with the water. It's tricky sometimes, but recently I've just been kind of sitting and reflecting. Like, when things happen and when I go through these times where I'm like, damn, like, I'm just like sadder today, I just let it happen. Instead of trying to force myself to get up all the time, instead of forcing myself to count my blessings, and although that's good to do, but instead of trying so hard to like fix my low moments, I allow them to happen naturally. And I then, from there on, I'm able to really, really, really have control, if that makes sense. By letting go of control, I gain control of myself and my emotions. And I know that my path is laid out for me, and I just trust, baby, just trust. You're exactly where you need to be. I promise, even if it feels like the world is shaking underneath your feet, you're exactly where you need to be. And all the moments that I experienced, especially, like I think I said before, October and November were so horrific for me. Like, seriously, out of the whole year, those are the two worst months. Right now, I'm feeling better. Like, I just, like, I've had the best weekend. I have hung out with my friends, and I have just laughed more than I have in a very long time. I, like, have had, like, little eye-opening experiences with, like, the way that I've always viewed love, right? Like, I always wanted love. I always wanted to be in a relationship. I always wanted to be a mom. That was so important for me. We talked about that in the last episode. Instead of looking for someone to spend the rest of your life with, become someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. You know, so when you have this idea of love, it can easily just fuck it all up for you, you know? So I was sitting here my entire life wanting my soulmate. And I was with my friends this weekend, and I was like, man, I have my damn soulmates. I'm like, they're right fucking here. They're right here. And they're you guys too. Like, the fact that I can like come on here and just chitter with you, I just appreciate it. And I hope you know that you are all that you really need in life. And this podcast, because I would need you to be here. Like, I would not be okay if you weren't here. But you're all that you need. And I don't know, just my eyes have been opening to so many different views, like, or different perspectives. And it's really a perspective about everything that has the, chokehold on your emotions and how you feel. So definitely just, like, look at your perspectives, look at how you're viewing things, and slow down. Slow down. If there's anything I could say, I think they did one of those things where they go into like the old people's homes and they ask them, like, what's one thing you would tell someone in their 20s? And they're like, slow down. Laugh. Stop rushing. Because one day you're only going to get to your death. Why are you rushing towards it? Every time you fail and fuck up, enjoy it. Enjoy it because then you get to get up and you get to fix it. You know, you're not at that point in your life where everything has to be completely right 24/7. We're in our 20s, right? Some of you guys are even younger than that. You know, like, we are at this point in our lives where we can do the craziest, dumbest things, and it's beautiful because we can fix it. You know, don't do anything bad. Okay, guys, don't do anything reckless. I've been there, done that. It's still a pain in the ass. Okay, but speaking of all of that, I wanted to read out 101 Essays by Brianna Weist. It's page 269. And I honestly am going to just read the whole thing because I really like it. It's not too long, but it says, you're only in your 20s. It's not too late to completely start over. I take this to heart because I swear, like, I build a new personality, like, every week. But my personalities right now are just trying to be happy, trying to get through it all. Okay. And again, that's page 269. I know it seems like your 20s are destined for the build, a steady progression of acquiring better and more. I know it seems like the most important thing in the world is to build a picture of mind's eyes, comfort, the way you have it all put together, the things the world would look at and approve of, the things you would think about to soothe yourself out of a panic attack. But your 20s are about unlearning too, stripping away lukewarm loves and work you don't thrive doing, friends you've outgrown and limiting ideas you've been leaning on to guide you. You're making room for your actual life to begin. Most people stumble in their 20s because they've spent their lives anticipating them. They've lived for this point when happiness can ensue, but the most unhappy people are the ones with the pretty nice apartments and the decent amount of friends and the good enough job and fields they're at least somewhat interested in, because they've spent their entire lives building ideas rather than learning how to feel. Do not, baby, just spend your life trying to figure it all out and not remember to feel. What makes you happy? What drives you? What makes you passionate? I'm going to, like, pause really fast because I went to therapy last Thursday, and I had such a good conversation with him because it had been 2 weeks. I lost health insurance. My stepdad lost his job, so I don't have health insurance to, like, be going all the time now because now I have to pay, like, $150 out of pocket. But I don't want to change my therapist because I, like him. So I was just like, let me deal with it myself. And then October, November whooped my butt. But I was sitting there. I was like, yeah, like, my TikTok got taken away from me. Like, all those years of, like, hard work, you know what I mean? And, like, all the brand deals that I had planned for that this month, you know, like, I lost thousands of dollars. And, you know, that was, like, who I was. That's, like, what my personality has been, you know, has been surrounded by. Like, that is my identity, you know, being that girl on TikTok. And it's gone now, you know. And, you know, I didn't freak out. I was just kind of like, okay, this is the universe or my angels closing a door for me because I'm supposed to be somewhere else. And yeah, I could freak out. And I did tear up a little bit because it is a lot of my, like, work and life. And I didn't see that coming. I didn't know that that was going to be, like, just the end, ripped out from under my feet, like, literally a second. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. And I was talking to him about how, you know, what would you do when no one is, you know, clapping? What are you willing to do? What work are you willing to do if no one else, like, acknowledges it? And I was like, I like my fucking podcast. I was like, I love my podcast. My podcast makes me happy. I love reading. I love filming. I love talking to you guys. I love posting. I love editing. I love talking. I love all of it. I just love it. I'm like, I'm happy here. This is, like, the one thing I think I've ever done that I'm so happy with and so proud of. I was like, this drives me, this gets me up in the morning. And I was talking to him about that, and he was like, I've never seen you talk about something like that before. He's like, your eyes light up, your face completely changes. And when he said that to me, I was like, oh, man, I found my thing. You know, I knew it was my thing before, but now it's not for views or money or fame or nothing. Like, it's just for my heart, for your hearts, that you guys, when you reach out to me and tell me how much you love the podcast, like, it's just for heart and love. And I think that that's what we're forgetting to look for in life. You know, like, I'm sitting here searching, like, okay, what's going to make me the most money? Obviously, money is important. You know, whoever said money doesn't matter, didn't have enough money, like Ari said, But you know, you wake up and you're just trying to like pick out like the little like blocks to fill your life up. You know what I mean? Like step by step by step by step. But what makes you happy? What makes your heart fucking jump with joy? What drives you? What are you passionate about? You know, like stop just trying to plan for your life because one day it's going to be over. Start living for your life. You know, bars, fucking slap bars. But I'm going to repeat that. Because they've spent their lives building ideas rather than learning how to feel. Your 20s are about undoing as much as anything else, choosing new, deciding otherwise, shedding layers that have muddled your idea of who you think you are. This is the kind of scary magic you want, the kind that leads you into the beautiful unknown. You're becoming the person you are going to be for the rest of your life. How genuinely are you going to live? How afraid are you going to be? For how many more years are you going to let your demons conquer you? You are only in your 20s. It's not too late to start over. In fact, I hope you start over all the time. Not by burning bridges or ditching town or choosing or closing yourself off to what you have, but no longer fearing what you don't. I hope you spend your free afternoons working on the skills you need to have the job you want someday. I hope you accept that you're not supposed to look the way you did in high school or really want the same things. I hope you ask yourself, what do I want now? Every time it occurs for you to do so. I hope you learn that there is only one way to guide your life, and it is by constantly focusing on the next right step. Genuine unhappy people are never upset by their circumstances. They are upset because they have externalized their power. They have put their faith in finding the right person as opposed to being able to attract and choose the right people. They put their faith in finding the right job in the right economy as opposed to honing their skills to the point that a company would remiss to look over them. If you want to genuinely start over, clear the state of everything you ever thought about how your life should be. Don't predict, project, mind read, assume. Don't imagine a better elevator speech. Don't only think of what makes sense to do. Think of what feels right to do. Now that you're not what your impulses say, not what your laziness says, not what your fear says, those things have probably gotten you where you are today. But a layer beneath them is a more resolute voice, and it will tell you which way to go. You only have to get quiet and listen and act. Ooh, learn to live your life more than you're inclined to sit around wondering about it. You can't reflect your way into a new experience, but you can think yourself into paralysis. If you know at your core that you must start over, it's not a matter of whether or not you will. It's whether you'll do it later or whether you'll do it now. I just love that because I think that that is like your 20s. You know, we're taught that this is like the most pivotal part of our life and like, ah, mess up now, you're screwed forever. Start over every fucking day, baby. Start over every fucking day if you have to, if you want to. It's really a beautiful mess is what life is supposed to be. And I think that the more and the more I realize that it's just a mess, like it's just a mess. I get happier and lighter and I feel freer and I feel more excited to live my life. All right. There was another one that I wanted to read for you. And I think that this is goes hand in hand. I talk a lot of just about your 20s being lost, being confused, being messy, falling apart, getting back together. And a big part of falling back or falling apart and getting back together is letting go. My thing that I struggled with so much was letting go of something and forgiving myself. Forgiving myself was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to learn to do. And I'm still learning to do it because, you know, when you get into those moments where I can't let it go anymore. Like, you know, it comes back and I think about it again. And then I overthink and overthink until I start driving myself crazy. So I wanted to read this, this part out. It's what page 124 in A Gentle Reminder. Moving on is not about forgetting. It's not about denying the memory. Moving on is about having gratitude for what has impacted your heart without having to dismiss your experience or disregard it. I love that. Moving on is about folding the memory into yourself, letting it remind you that you have fought for something, that you tried, and that you felt. That is so important. I'm running sometimes from myself, literally running sometimes from myself. And if you guys know, it's kind of hard to run from yourself in your mind, run from your mind, run from your thoughts. It's a very exhausting thing to try to do. So being able to just move on, have gratitude for what you had, what you know, what you thought your life was supposed to look like, the people that you thought were going to be in it, learning to accept that
and move on with gratitude instead of hatred or anger or sadness. Baby, that happened. That happened. And it happened so that you could be who you are today. You fell apart that day so that you could be who you are this morning, on this Monday, in this week, in this month of your life. That happened so that next year, that shit don't happen again. You know, that shit shapes you. It happens so that maybe you will be able to help someone else that's going through the same thing. Same fears, same sorrows, same loss. It happens so that you can be the shiny, beautiful light that you are. And I hope you just never allow yourself to get too far into that hole, you know, of thinking that everything's already fucked up. I tell my mom that all the time. She's like, Malia, stop. I'm like, no, I'm screwed up my entire life. She's like, you're 23. I'm like, it's over, mom. What don't you understand? It's over. So another little quote, start paying attention to what you are rather than what you aren't. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you more, baby. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful Monday. I did not film this one today because you do not want to see what I look like on the other end of this little microphone right now. It is not the best, but we love it anyways. Oh, I pulled a card, for the little episode today. I couldn't, do it while I was recording because I have the microphone in my hand. So I pulled the Eight of Pentacles. La, 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 la. All right. Craftsmanship and skill. I wish you could see what it looks like, but it's like a web and like a little spiders on it. The spider is a true master of her craft. She weaves against all odds with skill, intricacy, and confidence. The Eight of Pentacles requires a similar approach. Hone your skills. You are close to finding mastery at your craft, so strive for it. Pay attention to all the details. In some cases, this card means you need to find a new hobby, something you truly enjoy, start a project, and become good at it. Yay, I like that one. And it's funny because like I did my little picture wall and I'm absolutely obsessed. Like the idea of like being able to like hang a picture that has a memory that like makes my heart so happy is so sweet. So I asked for a lot of what is it called? I don't know why I'm blanking. Hold on. You know, the book with all the scrapbook. I asked for a whole bunch of scrapbook things because I'm going to make a scrapbook. Like I'm gonna make one every fucking year. I'm gonna be able to show my kids like your mom was so cool. Like your grandma fucking raved. You raved, grandma? Hell yes I did, little one. Hell fucking yes I did. But I love you, baby. Go find that hobby. Go find that skill. Be confident in yourself. Think about what you are instead of what you are not. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a beautiful week and I will see you Wednesday. Mwah.